Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I hope everyone had an opportunity to worship God yesterday and did so in spirit and in truth. This morning I want to examine the question of, shall we dance? You know, is it sinful to dance? Can we make a blanket statement and say that it is sinful to dance in any type or any way? Well, let's define dance, first of all. According to Webster's Dictionary, it says to move one's body rhythmically, usually to music, or to move or seem to move up and down or about quick or in a quick or lively manner. And so that's what the definition of dance is according to the modern dictionary. Now, is it always, in every circumstance, wrong to move your body rhythmically to music? Or if you're like me, you can't do anything in rhythm to anything, but to attempt to move your body rhythmically to music. Well, I think it really depends upon the types of movements that you are considering. You know, can I move my body rhythmically to music in a way that accords with godliness? And I think it is possible to do that. You know, we see some examples of things like this in the Bible. For instance, when the Israelites were delivered from the Egyptians by crossing the Red Sea on dry land, and when the Red Sea closed back upon the Egyptian army, thus sealing them off from the Israelites and protecting their lives. Miriam and the women, it says in Exodus chapter 15, verses 20 and 21, that Miriam and the women, they went out, the Israelite women and Miriam, and they danced. They danced in celebration of the deliverance that they had received at the hands of God. Another example we see is in 2 Samuel chapter 6, where it says that David danced with all his might. Now, this was in the procession as they are bringing the Ark of the Covenant out of the house of Obed-Edom, bringing it into Jerusalem. This triumphal entry of the Ark of the Covenant into the city of God, the city of David. And so he is out in front and he is dancing with all of his might. And so there's a couple of things I want to point out about these two examples. Is that in none of these were there couples dancing. You didn't have a man and a woman out there dancing in some way together. You had a group of women that were dancing, and you had an individual man that was dancing. And so moving in some way in rhythmic movements according to music, maybe not even set to music, maybe just dancing in a rhythm together. They were not couples dancing. These dances were not sexual or unchaste in any way. You know, God was pretty particular about how that ark was moved. You'll remember earlier in that very same chapter in 2 Samuel, God had struck Uzzah dead for improperly touching the ark. And so you imagine if God had disapproved of David's dance before the ark, he would have been struck dead too. And so he was dancing in a way that was chaste. He was dancing in a way that was just to celebrate the occasion. And so not all dancing is unchaste. Not all dancing is wrong. You know, there are a lot of folks around here, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year and next year, it seems probable that they might, or a high possibility, I bet you there's going to be some people dancing a few little dance steps of celebration. As long as they do it in a way that's not lascivious, and we'll talk about that in a minute, I'm not going to have a problem with it. Also, you know, you see like the little kid, and he's got the little TV show on that has the big, you know, the Bear in the Big Blue House, for instance. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore, but it was when my kids, were little. To see a three-year-old there dancing to that, again, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. And so there's nothing wrong with those kinds of things, I don't believe. As long as the bodily movements, they're chaste, as long as they are not lascivious. But that's not really the dancing that most people do today. You know, I'm talking about it at school dances or nightclubs or bars at the prom. A lot of the dancing that you see examples of, I've seen the movies. I've seen some excerpts of music videos and stuff. A lot of the dancing you see, even cheerleaders on the sidelines, a lot of time what you see is lasciviousness. And lasciviousness, I think, is unchaste bodily movements. And when I think of that, I think about the dance performed by Herodias' daughter in Matthew chapter 14. Remember, Herodias put her up to it. Go dance before Herod, and of course he was pleased by the dance that she did. And I get the impression that he was aroused by it. And so because of that, he said, whatever you want, I'll give it to you. And of course, she asked for the head of John the Baptist. And so that's what we're talking about, lascivious dancing. That is, a lot of what's done today, a lot of the modern dances done today are very lascivious. People and couples that are not married to one another, that are dancing close to one another and touching each other in places that they shouldn't be touching, having their hands in places that only a husband or wife should have their hands, not just some random stranger that you met at a dance. And so some of the other things, some of the hip hop dancing, twerking, dirty dancing. I remember when that movie came out in the 80s, and a lot of people, it raised a lot of eyebrows, the kind of movements that were taking place and the kind of lascivious behavior that was on display in that movie. And so it is lascivious. Most modern dancing is lascivious. It is sexual also in nature. Someone might say, well, I don't believe that dancing is anything sexual about it. Okay, then why don't you go to a gay bar and ask some man to dance if you don't think it's sexual? Why don't you go somewhere and ask, rather than asking a girl the prom, why don't you ask your best buddy and say, hey, it's nothing sexual. We're just going to go to the prom together and we're going to dance together and we're going to have a good old time. And of course, you don't do that because you understand, everybody understands that dancing of this nature is sexual. Also, dancing, the modern dancing as they do it today, is associated with much that is evil. I remember going to the prom, and of course, I didn't grow up in the church. I wasn't necessarily a godly youth growing up. And so I remember, like, okay, I'm going to the prom, going to dance. Where are we going to score some alcohol before we go? Of course, there's the dance clubs and all those things that serve alcohol. There's drugs in those places. I've been to nightclubs. I went to a teen club when I was a teen, way back when, and was offered ecstasy in the bathroom. It offered all kinds of illegal drugs. And so there are a lot of things like that. And so then also dancing really destroys our influence for good. This kind of dancing. Someone sees you out there dancing in a lascivious manner, in a sexual manner, and then you try to teach them the gospel, good luck. They're not going to listen. Dancing, I like what Marshall Keble said, and we'll finish with this. A dancing foot and a praying knee are not found on the same leg. Hey, thanks for listening today.